You're listening to LBC 97.3. We're going to move across now to Richard Park, Global Radio Director of Broadcasting. He's actually in Beverly Hills at the moment. And Richard, thanks for joining us. Sad occasion to talk to you about. What can you tell us about what's happened?
Yeah, I can tell you that I've just been at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. We're at 3:45 Whitney Houston was pronounced dead this afternoon following a phone call to police and services. And the place in the area is actually in a little bit of shock, albeit we're only 45 minutes away from the pre-Grammy party starting in there, which was to be hosted, as it is every year, by the man who discovered Whitney Houston, Clive Davis. So, and I've actually been at a pre-Grammy event there with Clive Davis previously, where Whitney Houston was his guest artist. So she's very much center stage of that family. And despite the ups and downs in her life, he always stood by her and looked after her. So as you can imagine, when anybody dies at 48 under these sort of circumstances, and I mean by that they've declared the room where she was discovered as a crime scene. When anything like that happens, I think you're left feeling pretty stunned by it all.
I'll be honest with you, I think the mood here in London does seem to be one of shock. A lot of people here are unsure where to go with this and how to react, and I think that's true on a personal level. But that inner circle that you're talking about, is there any hint that this is news that was expected at all?
Well, we all know she'd had problems in recent years, and there'd been lots of ups and downs, but in recent time, her life had continued on that roller coaster way. But death is never an expected visitor.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So people are thinking that. I think that is a bit harsh. Lots of people go through their lives having ups and downs and lots of downs, but they do pull through. We would all pray, would we not, for tortured souls who don't find a route back to full health, But as I say, her room is now a crime scene, so I am not saying anything at all in any sense about what the cause of death is. We'll have to wait until there's a coroner's announcement. And I actually spoke to the head of the Beverly Hills Police a short time ago, and he was saying, yes, there won't be any announcement of that sort until a full investigation has taken place.
Okay, so what is the reaction in America at the moment? How are people responding to this?
They're stunned. Well, a lot of people outside the hotel knew that myself and two of my colleagues had just left the hotel. We were going up to check out where we were sitting and things for the dinner this evening, believe it or not. And as we came up, people are now gathering outside, and people came up and actually followed us down the street to ask questions. Is it true? Will the event tonight go ahead? Because, this is a major event in the music calendar. The two major events in this town are the main Grammys tomorrow night, and of course, this event tonight. And most of the biggest names in the music industry are expected to attend this evening. And by that, I mean a lot of the absolute frontline celebrities, particularly those in that sort of Whitney Houston group that sort of came down through Sissy Houston, her mother and father, Aretha Franklin, those sort of people. So how they're going to react, I don't know. I mean, if you're asking me to hazard a guess, I would presume that there's going to be one of those evenings whereby tears cannot be held back. I hope it'll be a celebration of a life.
I'm imagining, the Grammys are still expected to go ahead, but I'm imagining that they're going to be a very somber occasion with this kind of news. This is a huge star we're talking about here, isn't it?
Absolutely. A huge star, a pop music icon of the last 25, 30 years. And granted, there haven't been many hit records in the last 5 years, but a new album was due to be released in the not-too-distant future. So we'll see whether all that goes ahead, whether actually it was completely finished. Not clear what precisely the system is. Mm-hmm. But while I'm talking to you, I'm seeing lots of text going up on American TV. I'm watching KTLA here in Los Angeles. And I'll tell you what, it does seem as if the reaction in Los Angeles is of mass respect. I'll read one to you. Whitney was an icon. She will be missed. That, I would say, is the feeling here. I don't think people are just looking beyond that. Although there's one going through and I'm saying another unfortunate death, and there is no hiding that there have from the music business been a few unfortunate passing ons in the last couple of years.
Okay, Richard, we're going to go back to the calls now because, sure enough, they're flooding in as people respond to this. Thanks for joining us, Global Radio Director of Broadcasting, Richard Park, there.